This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, August 12th, an inheritance. Our reading comes from Proverbs chapter 13. Walk with the wise and become wise, for a companion of fools suffers harm. Trouble pursues the sinner, but the righteous are rewarded with good things. A good person leaves an inheritance for their children's children, but a sinner's wealth is stored up for the righteous. Lawyers are often needed to ensure that a large inheritance is divided properly, as stated in a legal will. Without that framework, the people in some families would tear each other apart over the money or things they expect to get as their entitlement. Inheritance issues can be controversial. But in the Bible, inheritance is also a great example of a good gift. It's given by grace, not earned. A windfall received from God who loves us. Psalm 136 celebrates the way God gave the promised land to Israel as an inheritance. Again and again, the refrain echoes, "His love endures forever." As history shows, Israel had done nothing to earn that inheritance. God was creating a new nation that would bless all nations by providing a Savior. The tribe of Levi, though, did not receive land as their inheritance. They served in the ceremonial worship of God as priests and teachers and temple workers. And because of this intimate relationship with God, it was said, "The Lord is their inheritance." In the New Testament, Jesus said, "Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth." And 1 Peter 1:4 describes salvation as an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. What a heavenly treasure we have in Christ, all by grace, through faith. Pray with me. Thank you, O God, that you are our inheritance, and that to know you and the Son whom you sent is eternal life, greater than all earthly treasure. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.